is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 27th of December, 2016. It's the birthday of the astronomer who was the first to discover that planets move around the sun in an elliptical path. And that was Johannes Kepler, born in Württemberg, Germany, on this date in 1571. It was on this day, 1831, Charles Darwin set sail from England on the HMS Beagle to tour the Galapagos Islands and South America. He was amazed by the plants and animals that he found. He came back to England. He thought about what he had seen, and he developed his theory of evolution. In his book On the Origin of Species, Charles Darwin wrote, "Probably all organic beings which have ever lived on this earth have descended from some one primordial form into which life was first breathed. There is grandeur in this view of life, that from so simple a beginning, endless forms, most beautiful and most wonderful, have been and are being evolved." It's the birthday of the novelist Wilfred Sheed. London, 1930, wrote about his love of baseball in My Life as a Fan, wrote about alcoholism in his book In Love with Daylight. Wilfred Sheed, who said the American male doesn't mature until he has exhausted all other possibilities. And it's the birthday of Sarah Vowell, the essayist, journalist. Sarah Vowell, who said, "Being a nerd, which is to say going too far and caring too much about a subject, is the best way to make friends that I know." And it was on this day in 1978, Spain became a democracy after 40 years of fascist dictatorship under Generalissimo Francisco Franco, going back to the Spanish Civil War in 1939. Franco had lingered near death for months, finally died 1975. Under his rule, Spain had been a one-party state with concentration camps, forced labor, executions as a means of political repression. Franco had picked his own successor, Juan Carlos de Bourbon, the great-great-great-great-great-great-grandson of the French king Louis XIV, the son of the last sitting Spanish king, who Franco assumed would continue the authoritarian regime, but instead Juan Carlos began to dismantle the fascist government. The country held its first open and free elections in 1977. He granted amnesty to political prisoners, and in 1978 he signed into law the Spanish Constitution. Here's a poem for today by David Budd Bill, "Winter, Tonight, Sunset." Tonight at sunset, walking on the snowy road, my shoes crunching on the frozen gravel, first through the woods, then out into the open fields, past a couple of trailers and some pickup trucks, I stop and look at the sky. Suddenly, orange, red, pink, blue, green, purple, yellow, gray, all at once and everywhere. I pause in this moment at the beginning of my old age, and I say a prayer of gratitude for getting to this evening, a prayer for being here today, now, alive, in this life, in this evening, under this sky. A poem by David Budd Bill, "Winter, Tonight, Sunset," from While We've Still Got Feet, published by Copper Canyon Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.